So at the top of your handout there, you can see really big letters, why Gospel Grace Church. We know what Gospel Grace Church does. We might even know how Gospel Grace Church does that. But do we know why we do it? And is that even important? Is that even important? Is it even important for us to think for just a minute and stop and say, okay, why do we get together on Sunday mornings the way that we do? Why do we meet together on Wednesday nights in community group? Why do we ask you to serve and give your life as a member of Gospel Grace Church? And the more and more that we grow and more things that we add to our church, the more and more important it is to know why we do what we do, rather than just adding something to add it, because we're a church plant. We're now at year 1.5 or 1.6, so therefore, at year 1.6, we should have this, right? I mean, we've got kids running everywhere, so we should have kids ministry, right? I mean, we've got this group of people, so we should just do this, right? Well, actually, we ought to always know why we do what we do. So for just a few minutes, I want us to say, why Gospel Grace Church? I was doing a little bit of study this week on leadership, actually, and a man by the name of Simon Sinek, he is an author and a speaker, he came up with a principle that really helps individuals and organizations in a big way. It was written to businesses, and it was a talk that he did for businesses. But as I listened to it, I thought, you know what, this is actually really, really important for the church. And basically, what he described in his book called Start With Why is he described a golden circle, that he calls it. And that golden circle is right up there on the board, so there's a little chart for you. Three concentric circles with why in the middle, and then how, and then what. So there's that question that we started with. We know what we do. What do we do as Gospel Grace Church? Let's just list off a few of those things. What do we do as Gospel Grace? What do we do? Okay, we worship. We serve. We evangelize. You can get even more specific. We have a nursery running right now. Okay, we have a Plenty in 20. That is what we do. We have, on Wednesday nights, community group. We have truth trackers. We have Bible studies that happen throughout the week, little gatherings of other believers. That's what we do. Now, how do we do it? Let's put some hows on how Gospel Grace does worship and how Gospel Grace does kids. We might even know how we do the things we do. Anybody? I'll throw out a how. Okay, community groups. How do we do community groups? What are some things that mark those? Because there are other churches that do small group meetings. There's other churches that worship. There's a lot of churches right now that are worshiping just like we are. But how? In homes. That's one way. Yeah, we break up into smaller groups in homes. Focused on the sermon. There we go. That's the how, right? So the worship service is built around pointing to the sermon. That's our how. Any other hows? How would you just describe how does Gospel Grace feel? There's another how, right? Everybody on community groups, you take a minute and you open up your little out-the-door handout, right? I mean, we open up the out-the-door handout, right, before Wednesday night. We open it up and we look at the questions and we prepare a little bit. That's how we do it. How do we do music? We try and do it excellently. How do we do the sermon? Well, we try and be clear and direct. These things are things we put thought into. That's how, but then why is so important. Because the why ought to drive the how and the what. Our strength doesn't come from the how and the what. Our strength doesn't come from, you know what, we got a sermon, so just come, do the sermon, sit in the pew. You know, our strength doesn't come from, okay, Wednesday night, we got community groups, so come on Wednesday night to community groups. That's not what our strength comes from. That doesn't draw anyone to come, does it? Hey, we got a nursery ministry, and we got slots for people to jump in, so jump in and serve. How many of you have ever felt that obligation before? Anybody ever felt that? There is a thing on the calendar, so therefore I must do it. Anybody ever felt that before? Am I the only one? Okay, yeah, that is what-based motivation, right? That is, well, there's a Bible study this Saturday, so I guess I better go. You know, there's actually something that can drive you that's much more powerful than what, and that is your why. This is seen very clearly in a lot of different areas of our lives. I mean, even in the world around us. So the last election that took place, There were two candidates, and I'm probably going to put some of you in a bad mood already when I say this, but okay, there were two candidates that went up. And these two candidates really do illustrate this picture very, very well. One candidate was very clear that he had a plan. He knew what he was going to do, and he knew how he was going to do it, didn't he? In fact, he berated the other candidate because he said, "You don't have a plan for that. What are you going to do to fix that? How are you going to fix that problem?" The other candidate, how did he describe his campaign? "I believe in change. I believe that we need to change. I believe our country needs to change." And whether or not you believe he delivered on that change or whether that was a good change, okay, that's not the issue. Our country rallied behind a why rather than a what, didn't they? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? People don't care about what we do, and honestly, we shouldn't really be driven by what we do. We ought to be driven by why we do it. So why Gospel Grace Church? I mean, Martin Luther King, he stands up and he's going to lead a new direction in the United States. And he stands up and he says, "I have a plan." Right? No, what did he say? "I have a dream. I have a dream. This is where we're going. I believe that something is very important and you want to hop on with this." So let's take just a moment and let's review for a second. Let's review why Gospel Grace Church and why is that so important. So let's, I won't talk about that. That was some people. Won't talk about that either. That's two companies. I'll talk about both of them, yeah. So our goal, as you can see on your sheet there, our mission statement is that we exist as a church. This is our why here. This is our why. Our why is we exist as a church to glorify God by making gospel-centered, grace-saturated disciples of Jesus Christ. Our goal is not to be the church that has or does what everyone thinks they need or what everyone thinks they want, which there's one company up behind me that's a little bit of their goal, to have everything. You can go in, you can get this, you can get everything, you can get it the way you want it, you can get it how you want it, lots of different options, lots of different variety. We also don't give what people think that they want. Have it your way, okay? We're not just in this to just give people everything or exactly what they want. We actually have something that we believe that drives what we do. So why Gospel Grace Church? And I want to remind you of this. This is not just the idea of the pastors. So when you come together, we're not just all getting around Lucas and all of his cool ideas. Wow, Lucas, he's just got all these great new things to try. I mean, I just really like how he sets up the service. Or Jonathan, man, what he does up here with the music, the way it all fits together, man, that's really cool. I get behind that. No, we get behind actually God's plan for us and God's plan for what is best to bring him glory. Let's break this sentence down just a little bit. We exist as a church to glorify God by making gospel-centered, grace-saturated disciples of Jesus Christ. There's our why. That's our why. Do you realize that that why ought to be the heartbeat of every single what that we do? That right there, that sentence, when we put time into thinking through the words, when we put time to thinking into, okay, what do we want our church to be about? What's our belief? What's our vision? Our belief is that God is glorified as a certain type of disciples are made. Yes, God is glorified as disciples are made, yes, because he says to go and make disciples, but then the New Testament starts to string out these specific type of disciples. We think those disciples ought to be marked by gospel-centeredness and grace-saturatedness. That ought to be the heartbeat that goes behind, okay, so I come to Bible study. Why do I come to Bible study? Because, you know what, Gospel Grace Church exists to make gospel-centered, grace-saturated disciples. I want to be a gospel-centered, grace-saturated disciple. And I want to tell you, I want to take a second, and let's just dive in to that gospel-centered idea and that grace-saturated idea and why we believe, as Gospel Grace Church, that it is the best place for us to be. Why is it so important to be gospel-centered? And how does that grip us? Why is it so important to be grace-saturated? And how can that cause us to say, yes, I want more of that grace saturating my life every day? Because we're all going to be tempted, whether we're leading a Sunday school class, and it doesn't always go like that, right? Truth Trackers Wednesday night. That is not a picture from Truth Trackers, probably, right? Okay. Because we're all going to be tempted in the moments when things don't go well to kind of say, you know what? What's most important right now is this. No, actually, what's most important is making gospel-centered, grace-saturated disciples. Because in the moment when all those kids are not sitting still like that and they're running everywhere and they're pulling each other's hair out and they're bonking each other with trucks and they're talking and they're answering every question wrong and all those things, you could be tempted, you know what, let's just scrap the lesson today. You know, let's just sing a few more songs so that I can get through this next 30 minutes. You know what, let's just play a game right now because the kids really probably need to see that Jesus is fun. So let's just let's play a game for the next few minutes and then let's see if we know our why. That keeps us on task and gives us strength to do the what, no matter what goes on around us. So, when our culture tries to cast aside our mission, when we're tempted to say, you know what, these things aren't most important, let's all be reminded of why Gospel Grace Church. Let's work through this. Gospel-centered. Here's our first gospel-centered. It's our first word I want us to look at. So what does it mean that we are gospel-centered? It means that the gospel drives everything we do. We believe certain things about the gospel, therefore we live a certain way. So initially, we have to even just look at what the gospel is. What is even the gospel? The gospel could be defined in four words, and I'll just use these four words as a way to describe the gospel. So the gospel starts with God, right? The gospel is the story of how God is completely holy. He has always existed in his holiness. And then God, out of his holiness, created man. God created man to live in perfect fellowship with him in that holiness. But we know the story, don't we? What happened? Man sinned. And God, in his grace, sent Christ. Christ came to live the life that we didn't live and die the death that we couldn't die so that if we believe in him, if we respond to who he is, then we can be forgiven and brought back into the fellowship we were created for. And back into that holiness, back into that life of joy with our Creator and with other people. That's the gospel. So to the degree that we understand that will be the degree that everything works out, right? There's our why. Why Gospel Grace Church? Because of the gospel. So therefore, we're centered on it. And what we believe about this gospel is this, that we believe that this gospel is the miraculous work of God. That gospel miraculously reveals God and accomplishes his work. So let's go over to John chapter 14. I want to show you where we see this. We see this all over the Bible, but I do want to take just a minute and show you one place we see this in a beautiful way. John chapter 14. So why are we centered on the gospel, and why are we saying that that's the most important thing about gospel grace? Philip says to Jesus, Lord, verse 8 of chapter 14 in John, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. What does Philip want to see? He wants to see a vision of God, right? He wants to see God, and probably in a miraculous way is what he's asking for. And how does Jesus respond to him? Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? So Philip asks for a miracle, and what does he get? He gets a man speaking to him, doesn't he? Philip says, hey, show me God. Show me a miraculous vision of God. And what does Philip get? Philip gets a man speaking to him. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Jesus, the word about Jesus, what Jesus says reveals God. We get to see God as the gospel is proclaimed. So why are we gospel-centered? Because when the gospel is preached, when the gospel is spoken, when the gospel is shared, when you speak the gospel to another person, you are revealing God. That's an incredible thought. But then keep reading. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his, what's that next word? Works. Do you follow what just said, happened there? Jesus says this. He says, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. What's Jesus saying there? There's a connection between the words of Jesus and the work that the Father does. There's a miraculous thing that happens when the gospel is spoken, preached, proclaimed, declared. What is it? The Father miraculously does his work. Do you believe that? Do you believe that as you speak the gospel, that you're not just saying mere words, but that you're actually releasing the power that does the work of the Father? Why are we gospel-centered? Because that is the only thing that miraculously reveals God and accomplishes his work. So what do? Remember, our why informs our what, right? We look for every opportunity we have to speak this gospel. So the gospel is a word, right? It's a word, therefore we must learn it and remind each other of it. It's a word, so we come together and we learn the gospel. We look to God's word and say, what are the words of the gospel? Because this is the only thing that miraculously reveals God and accomplishes his work. It's a word. God does his work through his word. Look at creation. He speaks a word and he does his work. But the gospel is also a missionary word. The gospel is a missionary. It's not just a word. It's a word that goes. It's a word that comes from heaven. It's a word that is sent from heaven to this earth. And then we are given that same word to go and teach all nations, right? So why are we gospel-centered? Because the gospel calls us to go with it and speak it to everyone that is around us. So why gospel grace? Because we believe that the gospel miraculously reveals God and accomplishes his work. So then, look at that last little sentence. What we do at Gospel Grace flows out of our belief that the gospel is the only thing that miraculously reveals God. So when we're tempted to grow weary, when we're tempted as Sunday school teachers and truth trackers workers to just say, you know what, I'm just tired this week, I'm not going to prepare. I'm just going to kind of buzz through this. It's not a big deal. Oh, we remember we get to speak the gospel, and as we speak the gospel clearly, the Father is revealed, and the Father miraculously accomplishes his work. So when we're tempted to get really busy and just say, you know what we need? We need more of this happening, and we need something every night so that we can all just have lots of church activities where we can get together with each other. We're tempted to just add stuff, just to add stuff. We have to remember, no, wait a second. Does that give us an opportunity to speak the gospel? Because this, when the gospel is heard and preached, that is what miraculously reveals the Father and accomplishes his work. So when we're tempted to get sidetracked for what we're doing in this world, we're tempted to think this is more important or this is more important, or you know what, I've got my friends and I got my work and I got my life and I got to make sure I keep all of those things together. When we're tempted to get sidetracked, we can remember that, wait a second, the gospel miraculously reveals God and accomplishes his work. So our what is informed by our why. So why Gospel Grace Church? Because we believe a certain thing about the gospel, and that is that it miraculously reveals the Father and that it accomplishes his work. That's spoken, believed, heard, responded to. It accomplishes his work. So ask the question when it comes time to serve and when you're weary and when you're sidetracked and when you're wondering, ask yourself the question, does this give me a chance to hear or speak the miraculous word of God? Does this give me a chance to hear the word that will miraculously do the Father's work in my heart? Does this give me a chance to believe it and live it and share it with another person? Yes? Awesome. Let's do it. Let's give ourselves to it. Let's die for it, right? What else do we want to live for? Let's die for it. If not, we have to ask the question, well, then why would we do it? Why would we do it? Our why informs our what. And then I want to work through this next little bit quickly, and that is that we are grace saturated. You see, what happens when we center on the gospel is that that miraculous change begins to happen in our lives. As we respond to the gospel. Remember, response is a part of the gospel. So we respond to the gospel, something begins to happen. We are grace saturated. That's your blank there. When we are gospel centered, we are saturated by grace. When we put the gospel at the middle, when we put the gospel as the why, when we put the fact that God, man, Christ response is the center of everything we do, then the grace of God begins to saturate us. Why? Because the gospel is grace, right? The gospel is grace. And what does that grace look like? There's three simple words that I want you to think about. When we are grace saturated, we are a humble people. I mean, if we center on the gospel, do you realize what that does in us? It infuses us with humility. We are the man that went our own way, that Christ had to live our life for us and die our death for us. We are that man. We are humbled. We don't have to have it all together, right? We don't have to act like we've got everything all together. I've got this figured out. I've beat this. I can handle this. Don't mess with me because I've got this together. No, it actually allows us to admit that we're sinners and that we need God, not that we have it all together. You see, when we put the why is the gospel, it begins to affect our other pieces as well. We're grace saturated. We're humble. We're also thankful people. We're thankful people. What do you have that you did not receive? What do you have that you did not receive? It is of God's mercy that we are not consumed. Today we breathe. We have life. We have the Word. We have the Spirit dwelling within us, not because of anything that we've done, but because of His mercy and His grace. We are thankful people. I mean, how many of you like being around unthankful, critical people? Isn't that just fun? Like they walk around with a perpetual like, just walk up to him, man, wasn't that a great Sunday? Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was hoping he would say this. What? What do you have that you did not receive? When you put the gospel at the center, it makes us into these grace-saturated people. When you put the gospel at the center, it makes us into reproducing people. You see, grace produces more grace. Life replicates life. So as the gospel is the center of our life, then it begins to create this environment where we duplicate ourselves. When we come together, it's not about what we do. It's not about earning respect from each other because we've done so well this week. It's not about us forming this ability to please God in some way. No, it's actually about grace. Remember, the gospel's at the center. The gospel is our why. And so therefore, it's reproducing. It calls others. It allows us to prefer one another. It creates an environment that is sweet, attractive. I mean, look at that next sentence on your sheet. How we do Gospel Grace Church reflects our belief that the gospel miraculously changes us. So now all of a sudden our house starts coming out. How do we do Gospel Grace Church? Well, we're grace saturated because the gospel is at the center. How is our communication marked? It's marked by humility, thankfulness, grace. So what do you say in community group? Well, you say things that have been saturated with grace because you've been centered on the gospel. The words that come out of your mouth. As you're having conversations in the lobby, as you sit down to eat lunch with another person, all of those things are saturated by grace because we've centered on the gospel. The why is the gospel. And then we are grace saturated. And this is beautiful news. Because do you remember junior high? How many of you remember junior high? I put junior high up there because that's what it was called when I was there. They've changed it now to make it a lot more easy and accessible. They call it now middle school. Middle school, okay? I have so many stories I could tell you about junior high. Horrible, horrible stories. Horrible stories. I just felt like in junior high, everything I did was a mess up. Anybody else feel that way? It is the worst time in a person's life. I think it's horrible. I felt like everything that I did, I just messed up, and I tried to hide those mess ups as best as possible. I mean, my voice did not change until I was a sophomore in high school, okay? And so, like, junior high for me was a really big, big struggle. And so I'd walk around talking, like, with this really low falsetto voice, okay? It's so sad. It's so sad. Trying to cover up my mess ups, trying to make it look like I wasn't as goofy and awkward as I knew I was on the inside. Okay. You know what the amazing thing is? I think all of us know down deep inside that we are mess ups. I think we all know we don't have it together. I think for the rest of our life, after junior high, okay, after junior high, the rest of our life is that we are messed up people. We don't have it together, and we just try and hide that in different ways. So we work hard, we keep our family nice, but mostly we're just trying to hide the fact that we're mess ups. It's true, isn't it? I mean, maybe just, oh, is that just me? Okay, thanks guys. Thanks a bunch. You know what? Actually, it's true. I mean, if we center on the gospel, we believe that, right? I mean, we are infinitely mess ups. But here's the thing. When we center on the gospel, we create a community that is the best place for sinners to be. I mean, where else would you want to go if you're a mess up, but a place where everybody knows their mess ups? Where else should you be if you're trying to hide the fact over and over again, trying to perform, trying to keep God happy, if you're trying to do all those things, where else would you want to go than to a place where everyone freely admits that they are mess ups and they say the only hope we have is the fact that the gospel saves us from our sins? So therefore, we are grace saturated. So come in. There's a seat at this table for you. You don't have to earn your place. You don't have to work to get here. You don't have to perform. You don't have to be a certain standard or income level or look or cool factor or any of those things, because we all know we're messed up. So please, sit with us. It's the best place to be. So that's your last blanks. Let's move through them quickly. Your blanks on your sheet. The gospel creates a community of disciples that is the best place to be for those that need the gospel. And the gospel of Jesus creates a community of disciples that demonstrates and displays the power of the gospel. So as I finish that last sentence on your sheet, why we are Gospel Grace Church, and why we do the things that we do, why we exist, why I hope you come, is because we believe that being gospel-centered makes us grace-saturated. And we believe that makes the best community of disciples for God's glory. So why are we here? We're here because the gospel is most important to us. And we believe that when we put that at the center, it makes us grace saturated. And we believe that that is the best place for a community of disciples to glorify God. So what do you do here? What do you do? Why do you do it? What do you do here? Well, I work in the kids. Well, I work in the nursery. No, you know what you do? You are here to make the gospel the center. That's why we come, okay? Why are we here in just a few minutes? The musicians are going to crank out. Why are we here? We are not just here to sing and make pretty music. We are here to be gospel-centered because we know that will make us grace-saturated, and that's the best place for a community of disciples to glorify God. So why do you serve? Why do you get up in the morning to come to church on a gray day like this when you don't feel like getting out of bed? Because of the gospel. And when we are tempted to give up, and when we are tempted to say, you know what, it's not that big of a deal, go back to the gospel. Because isn't that worth giving your life for? I mean, well, what more can I give? I mean, all my time. It's not just about making sure my job and my kids and my life and my work and my free time are all balanced successfully. It's like, gospel, I want all there, right? Put it all there. Isn't that worth dying for? Isn't that worth living for? Why Gospel Grace Church? Because we exist as a church to make gospel-centered, grace-saturated disciples of Jesus Christ.